We're up to day 87 in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the last day in Hilchos Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim Sefer is cut into two parts. The first half is Lashon Hara. The second half is about Ruchilas, which we'll explain. So now this is the last day. Day 87 is the last day speaking about Hilchos Lashon Hara. So what does it say here? It says that, let's say, you have a situation where you're wrongly accused of doing something. Let's say someone, they accuse you wrongly. You're wrongly accused of doing something. Right? Let's say they accuse you for doing a certain thing. Are you allowed to say, I didn't do it? So if there are many people who could have been the culprit, so by me saying I didn't do it, it's for sure permitted. So I'm not saying who did it. But what about in a scenario where when I say I didn't do it, it will automatically be the other person did it. There's only two people to blame. The only two people in the room. Say, who did it? So then, like Chaim said, it's complicated. So then it's more complicated. So you have to see that Allah is a very minor Chaim. But for sure, if there's a group, you could say, I didn't do it, you don't have to take the blame. Now he says, even when it's permitted to say that I didn't do it, he said, it was praiseworthy to try to take the blame. And if someone is in a situation where they can handle taking the blame, then it should take the blame. He says, for example, let's say someone's feeling was slighted because he wasn't invited to an important shul function, which you helped organize. So if you have established a good relationship with him, and you could take the blame, say, oh, I'm sorry, then it's okay if you can take the blame of yourself. But if you're a new guy in the shul, you can't take the blame, then you shouldn't take the blame. Saying, if it's healthy for you, emotionally healthy, you can take the blame, then it's a good thing to do if it works for you. If it works out for you. Good, fine. That's day 87 in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Fine. Baruch Hashem. Now, we're holding on the Gemara. Hashem's help. We'll try to go through the Gemara again. On Daf Yudad Amar Alf Masech Makas 14a. We're holding in the Gemara now 14a. Where are we starting from? See something in a second. So maybe we'll go back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. Back up a few steps just to understand what happened over here. What are we holding over here in the Gemara? We have Rav Yitzchak. Right? We're in the middle of a big situation going on here. We have over here Rav Yitzchak. Right? What does Rav Yitzchak say? What does Rabbi Yitzchak say? We have Rabbi Yitzchak. What does Rabbi Yitzchak say? Rabbi Yitzchak says that every time this car is no malchus. Because that's Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says every time this car is no malchus. Fine. Rabbi Yitzchak says Rabbi Yitzchak and the Rabbi. What does Rabbi Yitzchak say? This is every time there's karis, there's no malchus. Right? So what's the pasuk? Where does Rav Yitzchak know that from? Rav Yitzchak says, we have a pasuk. What's the first pasuk? What's the first pasuk we have? It's Rav Yitzchak's pasuk. Christ
ready.
The first one. What, that was the first pasuk? Because he's the end ready. What's the first pasuk?
Achaisan.
The first, why does the Torah have to speak at Achaisan again? It says you can't do all the familiar relations, and then say you get karis. And again it says, if you're with your sister, you get karis. So why have to say it again? They teach me, whenever there's karis, there's only karis and no ma.
For all of them.
Always.
Yeah.
Only karis, no ma. Is that true? So far everybody's happy? That's true. So Achaitza teaches me, karis and no ma. Every time there's karis,
no ma.
Karis, there's no ma. Good? Now, what do the Rabbanan do with this pasuk?
What do the Rabbanan do with that pasuk?
It teaches you multiple punishments for multiple incidents.
So first thing, why would they say teach you multiple punishments for multiple incidents?
Chalev.
Right, Chalev, fine. Multiple punishments. And then, but the Gemara said we have a new pasuk for the El Isha to teach that for me. So the Gemara came back and said, no, really, what's coming? So then, so we'll just hold on for a minute. We won't write this for a minute, just so we get it clear. So Chazit on the Gars no Machus, right? Fine, now, what's the next pasuk? What was the next pasuk Gemara brought down? We said, it says, how does Rav Yitzchak know multiple punishments?
From Nida.
From the El Isha by Nida. Good. The El Isha.
The extra word Isha.
And the extra word Isha. The El Isha by Nida. Fine. The Gemara is that multiple actions have multiple names.
Names, right.
Because it's a sister, right? A sister, oh, so he said multiple names? Multiple.
So he uses names, shame.
Not the word, well, the names, really means names of prohibitions. So multiple names, that's why I said multiple names of prohibitions, is multiple cards. Good? Fine. Then the Gemara said Rabbana could also learn that from this pasuk, correct? So they don't need this pasuk, so learn from here also. Now, what do the Rabbana do with this verse?
They all agree. They all agree.
It's from this pasuk. Everyone agreed. Isha, an extra word. A woman tells me that each woman is the thing in itself. So multiple names, multiple prohibitions, multiple cards. So now back to the question of whether Rabbana is going to do with the achasin, the first achasin. Bye. That's right. What are you going to tell me? Achasin gets cards. So what did Gemara say? What do you need this one for? What was the next step in Gemara?
So what are we going back here?
The Rabbanan, whether we're in Kibbutz Mishal, what do they do with this pasuk? What's the next step? Go look at Zayk. No.
Both sister versus half sister.
What do you say?
Later.
What do you say, Hanan?
They go back to Rabbi Yitzhak and say, since you're using the first pasuk for individuals, what are you using for multiple? What's your mind to use that there's multiple punishments for multiple women, since you're already using the original one for
good. So he's saying, let's say you have a
woman. How are you deriving multiple punishments?
So what's he saying? So he says, let's say you have a scenario which is 3-in-1, right? There's Russia, the son of a Russian. Guess that was your sister? It's your father's sister and your mother's sister. That whole complicated case, right?
Right.
So how many cards did you get? So he said, Achazit teaches me each sister is a thing in itself. So even if she's 3-in-1, she's 3 sisters and 1 woman, still 3-in-1, she's 3. And she's 3-in-1 equals 3. Still 3 cards. Each Achazit is something separate. Good? So far that's the Rabbanan. Everybody's happy so far?
Alright.
Fun. Now, what's the next fun? Now, what's the problem? How does Rav Yitzchak know this? Where did Rav Yitzchak know this halacha from?
Actually, I'm talking. Tries to write from a
column. 3 in 1 equals 2.
3 in 1 equals 2. Fine. So, how does the Gemara said, how does Rav Yitzchak know this halacha? Right? So, what do you want to say first?
Halachomer.
It's spelled from where? Halachomer from where?
If you can have 5 einshim from.
Five different.
From one shame.
For 5 meters, go for it. He brought the price for the marketplace. The story of the marketplace.
If you can have 5 einshim from one shame, then can't you get for.
Kalachamer,
you can get 3 einshim.
Yeah, for 3 days. Right, which is 3 system. Good or wrong, that's the next step. If it's five different meters, it's one name. You get 5 cars, for sure. 3 different names, for sure you get 3 cars. Good, that's the next step. The Gemara came and said it's not true. We didn't stick with that because your kalachamer is not true. Because you're focusing on the prohibition. But you should focus on the people. Over there, it was 5 people. Here, it's 1 person. Where it's
one action.
One person. I had one action on 1 person. So why said you're right. Scratch the kalachamer thing. It's not going to work. We can't do kalachamers, right? Good. We scratched it. Kalachamers are not working. It's wrong.
No, so actually, shoot down the kalachomer from Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak, what's your proof?
So still, when Rabbi Yitzchak, how do you know?
How do you multiple punishments for multiple incidences?
Now, multiple punishments, multiple incidents, he knows from Elisha, meaning multiple punishments
in one incident.
One incident.
Right.
Multiple punishments in one incident. We still want to have it, so you know this. How does he, Rabbi Shmuel, how does he be know this halacha? Where did he get it from? He already used this pasuk. So how did he know this? So what's the Gemara say? So what's the Gemara's next step? He learned it from Achaisa in the Seifa. So now, what's this Achaisa in the Seifa? It's not the same pasuk as this. This Achaisa was a separate place that it was in. It said it different. Besides for the arise, it repeated again, Achaisa. Right? Now,
you're assuming right now that it's the first Achaisa in the pasuk.
Meaning, right, but not, just to not get confused, it's not this one. It's not this Achaisa, it's a different pasuk. To explain, it's a different pasuk. You're right, it's the first one, a different pasuk. This was that it was spoken at again somewhere else. This, we're saying the regular Achaisa by the arise, he says it was from the Achaisa the Sefer.
It's not the first Achaisa in the pasuk?
And the one the Gemara brings, I'm saying, explains, not the first one of here. It's the last one of that pasuk.
Achaisa
the
Gila.
Achaisa
the same pasuk than the one he's using for Karas? Rabbi?
Yeah, of course, he already used this one. It's a different pasuk. It's not the same pasuk. That's a different pasuk.
You sure?
Of course, because he can't use it twice. It's a new pasuk. This is the Gemara, the one the Gemara brings down now, is the pasuk we're referring to now. That Achaisa he brought originally was from Rashi
but
said.
You're not using it twice. That's the whole problem. Rabbi Yitzhak in the present. It's like more expressive. Rabbi Yitzhak saying you can't use it. You've already used it. So come up with something different.
Good. Fine. So we're bringing a new Achaisa. It's a new Achaisa. A new one. He comes up with. He said.
Why is it the safer then?
He said Achaisa the safer of that pasuk. It's the end of that pasuk. So we'll go through this. Go out inside now. That's
no,
what.
Why? Let me ask you a question.
Because it says, because that's only, oh, that's extra. Can I say it inside the Gemara right now? The second one,
in that
pasuk, there's two.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
The same one in that pasuk.
That's what I'm saying. It's true, but it's not, I'm just clarifying, it's true. It's the second one, but it's not the same one we wrote originally. That was a different pasuk. It's not the same original one.
What is the original pasuk?
The original pasuk Rashi wrote down, Rashi was checking for Rashi, was from Achaisa the Karas.
Yud-Chet.
Parak Yud-Ches. Parak Yud Ches Pasuk, maybe Chaf something. This is Parak Yud Chaf Tes. This is already Parak Chaf. It's a different Parak. It's two Prakim later. It's different. I'm saying, don't get confused. Tachais says. Keep scores. That would be correct. Yud Ches. Now in Nubank. Now, just in this Pasuk also, it said Achaisa twice. If you look in the side of Gemara, whoever has a fancy Gemara, to open a Chomesh, Beikar Chaf Pasuk Yudain. It's by the base, the Gemara. What is it? Read the Pasuk inside. What does it say? Our schools also have it on the side by the Psukim. Says the ish of man asher yikach as achaisa, who takes his sister, bas avir, daughter of his father, or bas imai. Good. So the answer, he already said your sister. That is said bas v'chazur v'chazur v'amam. Eras achaisa again. The end of the pasuk again. It says, by the way, the erva of your sister you revealed. So this the erva, the achaisa of the seifa, means seifa means the seif. The end of the pasuk is extra.
The second achaisa.
The second achaisa, which means from the end of the achaisa of the seifa, mean from the end of the pasuk. Is extra. So let's see the Gemara inside. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Gemara says Ella rather. Right? He said he can't learn it from a Kavach. Every time Gemara says Ella means we'll fall off for the last shot. So you were trying to say it's a Kavach. I said your Kavach it doesn't work. Ella rather, Reb Yitzchak learns out that 3 and 1. Nafkalates learned out to him, Me'achaisa the Seifa. From the word achaisa in the end of the pasuk from Vayikra Chaf, Parak Chaf, pasuk Yud Zayin, right? Like we see in Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ma achaisa the seifa. Rashi brings the pasuk Ervas achaisa gila, which is from Vayikra Chaf, like Rashi says. Vayikra Parak Chaf. It's different than the other one we talked. So the achaisa at the end of the pasuk is not needed. Well, so what's it going to teach me?
Vayikra. Right. This is from achaisa from Vayikra Parak. Right? Pasuk Yudayin. Fine. Pasuk Yudayin. Teaches me that. What does it teach me? It teaches me this halacha. It teaches me that 3 and 1, if you do 3 prohibitions in one action, right? Since you 3 sisters, yours is the father, your mother's sister, equals 3. Good? Everything's good so far? This is Reb Yitzchak's.
It's Torah on many punishments on many.
In one many prohibitions in one person. Problem. In one action, one person?
One action.
In one action. Good, many punishments, one action, you learn it from here. It's good from the other? Fine. So it's different Achaisa from Vayikra. This is Vayikra, this is Achaisa from Vayikra. Chumash Vayikra, Parak, Yudches. What pasuk was the first one? Parak Yudches, pasuk.
Kaf Tet, no?
Kaf Tet, something like that. And this is the Yikuch Chafiyatayim.
Fine. He says, why is it a time to say extra Tamas Chasid? Teach you each sister, each prohibition is its own, earned its own karas. Good? Fine? Good. So let's see the Gemara further. The four lines from the bottom. The Idach. Now, who's the Idach?
We just switched buses here, basically. Right here, we switched buses. Everything we were learning before.
Correct, exactly. It's a new puzzle. Correct. New world. And now we're talking about this new one. Good? Fine. The Idach. Who's the Idach? Rabbi Shmuel or Akiva, the Rabbana now, right? We're in the valley now. The Idach. Achaisai the Seifa. This extra word of Achaisai in the end of the pasuk. Lamali, what do I need it for? What am I doing? Back over here. What do I do? According to Rabbana, what do I do with this verse? What have you fill in the blank over here? The Yitzhak just told me. This word teaches me that three prohibition, the one woman is three. Now what next? What do the Rabbana do with this? What do the Rabbana do with this pasuk? So what do they do with that? What's how do we fill in the blank? What do they do with that pasuk? So Rabbana, so the Idach, which is the Rabbana, Achaisa the Seifa, the extra word your sister in the end of that pasuk, right? It already told me it's your sister. Why did it tell me you can't be with your sister again? So Achaisa, the word Achaisa, the Seifa in the end of the pasuk of Ayukra Parakhaf. Lamali, what is it to me? What do I do? What do I need it for? What's it coming to teach me? So the Gemara says, L'chayvay, to make you chay, to tell you you are chayev, al-achaysay, on your sister, bas oven u-bas imay, when she's a sister of your father and your mother.
Liable.
To tell you liable, chayvay, al-achaysay, bas oven u-bas imay. To teach you that your chayiv, let's say, so is with their sister who is from their father and from their mother, a full sister. Okay? How do I know your chayiv? So I need an extra pasuk to teach that to me. And why do I know do I need an extra pasuk? It's pretty obvious, right? If you're with your half sister, your chayiv quest, for sure it's your sister. No! Because the one by the Torah is trying to teach you, I have to say a chayiv again to reiterate a full sister. And why couldn't you figure it out on your own? The half sister, your chayiv, for sure a whole sister. Say no. One of the Torah is repeating it in order to say to you, to teach you a rule. Why teach you a rule? She'ein einche min adin. You can't learn out of punishments from your own kavachari, from your own intuition. So I mean, the fact that the Torah has to repeat again, your sister, right, I already told you can't be with your half-sister. Why does it tell you a full sister? I could have figured it out my own. To tell you, when it comes to punishments, you can't use your own intuition to make punishments. Right? That's the one that the fact that the Torah tells you, you can't be with your half-sister. Right, Reuven? Then again, it tells you you can't be with your whole sister. I could never figure that out on my own. That if you get cars with a half sister, someone gets cars for a half sister, a short with a whole sister. Second Thursday, I know you could have figured it out on your own. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We don't want you figuring out these things on your own. When it comes to punishments, you can't make kavachar. You can make drushas and find it in the psukim. But in your own lives, even though usually we let you for all halachas make kavachimers, and we give chazal permission to make kavachimers, when it comes to punishments, we're eliminating you. You're not allowed to make kavachimers. That's the rule. So the fact that it starts to speak out again, your full sister, is specifically trying to teach me the rule that when it comes to the karas, you have to tell us to speak it out clearly. You can't make your own kavachimas. If you find it in the words, fine. If it's in the words. And your own logic, you can't rely on your own logic. Either usually for halach, we give you permission. Usually chacham and chazah, permission to kavachimas is one of the ways they're allowed to learn new halachas from a kavachimer. Right? If it's halach is a more strict case, but sure, a more lenient case. For punishments, you have no permission. That's why. Therefore, it tries to tell you again, a full sister gets cars. So that's the...
Meaning, this is the source. Meaning, when you have all of Rishasta's rule, that you learn, all of Rishasta have a rule, that you're not allowed a person to learn out punishments from a Kavachayim. If it's in the Pesukim, fine. You can't learn out punishments out of making your own Kavachayim state. If in the more strict case, you get a punishment, for sure, in the more lenient case, you're not allowed to do that. And this is the source. This is the makar for the whole shot.
You mean in the lenient you get punishment?
Right, for sure, right. If in the lenient, usually it's like this. If in the lenient, the half sister, you get punished. For sure, but it's a full sister. Sometimes you can't do that. When it comes to punishments, you can't make your own kavacharmer.
But you could have thought something else. You could have said, if she gets chorus by half, maybe she gets Mises based in by a whole. You can start playing around with it.
That's one of the challenges. There's another challenge why you can't. But right now I'm saying the rule is you can't make, they have no permission. I don't know if one challenge. But that's why you can't do it. Good. So he learns out, a chaitza teaches you what, why didn't you turn to tell me a false sister? Because it's teaching me that you can't learn it out on your own. You can't make a kalafarim for yourself. No kalafarim is on your own. Right? No kalafarim is for punishment. But you can't make kalafarim to teach you punishments. So the fact that I had to tell me a false sister again teaching me this rule. It's good? Haran, it's good?
Yes.
Fine. Meaning, this is a story. That's the Gemara says. It's this. So let's read inside. What does the Gemara say again? The Idach. And the other sheet of the Rabbanan, which is Rabbi Yitzchak, and which is Reb Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, Achaisa, the Seifa, lovely. When it says the word Achaisa, your sister, in the end of the Pasuk, what do I need it for? So I need a Lechaiva to teach you that you're Chayiv, you're liable al Achaisa for your sister. Bas Avir U Bas Imai, the daughter of your father and the daughter of your mother. And what do I need it for? I couldn't understand on your own. You want to say, no, Laimar to say to teach you this rule. She'ein Anshim, you can't learn out punishments minadin from your own judgments, which means Kavachimer. You can't learn out your own judgment from your own intuition, your own Kavachimer. You can't learn out punishment. You can't say, just because you get cars by half business, there for sure by a whole set. That's wrong.
It's not that, it's really just full sister. That's what it's teaching you.
It's not teaching this. No, that's what I'm saying. No, so that's the chiddush of Gemara. Saying the point, that's what's wrong. It's not the point. The Gemara says straight out, that's just what happens to be. Meaning that's what Gemara says clearly. The point we're trying to teach you is you don't learn out kavachaymer. You don't learn out kavachaymer from anything. You learn out aichiv from kavachaymer. This is the main.
That's the reason of the second achasah.
Yeah, that's the
reason.
The reason is why it says Gemara to teach you. But this is the chiddush to tell you. She'ein aishim minat. The point is to reiterate a false sister again.
That's why it's mentioned twice in the Torah.
That's why I need it. That's the whole point anymore. Let me. So said, I would ask you on a quiz. Why did it say the second achaisa? So what would you tell me?
You would think that it's for the rebbeim to learn out that it's false sister.
Oh, but it's more than that. It's not just to tell me false sister. Because it's to teach me. I need you to tell me false sister because you couldn't learn it out on your own. I mean, the way the Gemara says, the main point is we're trying to teach you can't learn out punishments from a kalachimer. The way we teach it to you happens to be to tell you a scenario of false system. The main thing I teach you is it's true. Fine, you're right. Put a parenthesis here. I'm telling you a false system.
Right.
But the main point.
I mean, in our cheshbon, that's what it is.
Right. And our cheshbon is telling you. What about the cheshbon? And so I want to make clear that the main point is that a cheshbon teaches me false system. Also gets carbs. False sister is carbs. But what's the main point we're reiterating? I could have figured that on my own. To teach me that there's no punishment from a kalachar.
From that example, you could also expand that you can't do a kalachar for Malkos.
Uh-huh. You can't do it right. True, you won't be able to make kalachar for Malkos. True, all punishments, you can't make kalachar. You can't make a kalachar for all punishments. That's what the Rabbanan are going to do with this extra chayse from the end of the pasuk. Right, this is a chayse from the end of the pasuk. That's a chayse from the end of the pasuk. Fine. Now, let's go to his next step.
Back to Rabbi Yitzchak
now. Now, what's Rabbi Yitzchak?
Where's he proving full sister?
Oh, good. Now, how's Rabbi Yitzchak know? Right, now Rabbi Yitzchak needs to know. How's Rabbi Yitzchak know? Oh, full sister, Yechayivon. So before we see the next step, let's see what you ask on this step. On this last step. We said, we're about to learn out for this pasuk, that you do not get a punishment from a kalachan. Let's see Rashi. She'ein anshim adin. He says why? Sharei onash. Behold, you got punished. Bas imai. Shaloi bas aviv. The pasuk tells you since you get punished on someone who's the daughter of your father, that's not the daughter of your mother. That's not the daughter of your father. Ubas aviv. Shaloi bas imai. And the daughter of your father who's not the daughter of your mother. Shanara, like the pasuk says, bas aviv, oy bas imay, the daughter of your father or the daughter of your mother. So the yesh lamer, I would come to say, chav shemis kol shekin, all the more so, if
she'ena anash, you get punished for karis. Ubas imai, right? If you get punished by half, for sure you get punished by whole. Aval, however, im amrit kach, if you're going to say this, then what do you just do? Anash them, and I didn't. You just learned out of punishment from kal v'chomer. Right? That would mean you learned punishment from kal v'chomer. Lekach nema, therefore the pasuk tells me achaisa the seifa, therefore it's achaisa the seifa to teach me that we don't want you to make the kal v'chomer. We want us to speak it out because you can't make the kal v'chomer. That's what Rashi has up, right? So again, read Rashi inside again. Rashi says she'ein oichim and adin. Sharei behold, onash, the Torah says you get punished by karis. Abbas imai, on the daughter of your mother. Shaloi bas aviv, who's not the daughter of your father. Ubas aviv, the daughter of your father. Shaloi bas imai, who's not the daughter of your mother. Shana, like the pasuk says straight out. Bas aviv, the daughter of your father. Or the daughter of your mother, means only the daughter of your father. Or only the daughter of your mother.
So you say the pasuk tell you it's not a whole sister.
Yeah, so the pasuk specifically gives you a case in half an hour. So the yesh lemer, I would come to say, all the more so, she'anash, you get punished. Abbas ava ubasi, but for sure when it's both. Right, Eliezer, for sure when it's both, you get punished. But, ava imar etkape, if you're going to say this, anash lemer, you just learned that onesh, menadin from a kavachar, you just did that. So lekach nemer, therefore, the pasuk says, achayse the seifa, the achayse the seifa again comes to tell me explicitly the scenario when it's the sister and the father and the mother, by doing that, it's showing me we don't want you to make the kal v'chomer. Even though you could have figured it out on your own from a kal v'chomer, the pasuk again is saying, Achai said to teach me, I need to spell it out to you. Because we don't want you learning it on your own from a kal v'chomer. It's good? Fine. Now, the idach, the valley is back to Rabbi Yitzchak. The idach, Achai said the seifa lamali. What do we do with a chaisai of the seifa, this extra chaisai? What does? Sorry, I'm back again. Sorry. The idach, so on the second, the bottom line of the Gemara. What's the idach? Who's the idach now? Rabbi Yitzchak. Oh, what's Rabbi Yitzchak? The idach. What's Rabbi Yitzchak? How does Rabbi Yitzchak know this halacha that a full sister, you get punished by cars also for a full sister? The pasuk only says half an f, and we know the rule is, you can learn on your own from a kal v'chomer, right? How do you basically know a full sister is also you get cursed? The pasuk only said they have a sister. What do you want to tell me? Make a kal v'chomer? You're not allowed to make a kal v'chomer, we just said, right? So how do you basically know that a full sister, you get cursed? What?
She's your sister. Is that the word? She's your sister.
Oh, that was the. So you're saying that she's your sister. That was for him. But he already used this. Rabbi Yitzchak used this pasuk to teach me that when you have three names on one lady, so your sister, your mother, your father, sister, you get three. He already used that pasuk. Right? He used that for this. So the Rabbana used it to tell you your full sister. But see, he's back now. He's again. He's always one behind. Basically, Rabbi Yitzchak started one ahead, so he's always one behind. He's always going to be one behind in this house. But every time. Rabbi Yitzchak is always behind. Because Rabbi Yitzchak started off ahead. Rabbi Yitzchak told us the halacha that you get, every time you get cursed, there's no malchus. See, he always is one pasuk behind everybody. He already used the pasuk. Right? How do we start the whole thing? That's Rabbanan hold when there's cursed, there is malchus. So Rabbi Yitzchak says it's not malchus. He needed a pasuk to knock you out. See, Rabbi Yitzchak is always going to be one behind because he started. Because at the start, he started one ahead. So he's always, he already used the pasuk.
Right.
So he's always one. So again, so how do you still know Salah?
He always has to explain on himself.
Yeah, he's always has to answer back. So how do you know full sister gets? So you might say Ebi Seima. What does Ebi Seima mean? Ebi Seima always means if you want, you could say. Meaning, usually in Gemara's, the Gemara says Ebi Seima. Ebi Ba'i means if you want. It's almost like two words. E if Ba'is. If you want, Eima, you could say. So every time there's the Ebi Seima, there's usually something faulty with the Pshat. You can find something a little faulty. You're not going to like that Pshat. So the Gemara brings two Ebi Seimas. Like if you want to say it like this, that's not perfect to you. Ebi Seima, you can say it like that. Usually, if you like look into the Gemara's more, there's something a little hard to understand. But that's the difference between regular Gemara's and some Ebi Seimas. Ebi Seimas usually are like there's something not 100% to pshat. But the Gemara usually gives two Ebi Seimas, so you take whichever one you like. So what's the Gemara's first pshat? Ebi Seima, if you want, you could say. That what does Rabbi Yitzchak, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know a full sister? Gomar, he learns Einish Me'azhara. He learns that the punishment that you get a full a punishment by a full sister, may Azhara from the warning on a full sister. Because since when Azhara warns, it warns you on a full sister, so you could assume when we're punishing you also get punished on a full sister. And he's making a jump. He's making a jump, which is a big jump he's making. Which obviously the Rabbanu didn't like such a jump. They needed a pasuk, right? We want to have the Rabbanu know a full sister and have an extra pasuk. He makes a jump. Says, since the Torah, when it warned you you should be on a full sister, so the punishment also falls. Because it works like this. Every time in the Torah, we give you a punishment, the Torah has to say this thing twice. It has to warn you in one place and say it again that you're going to get punished. You know that, Rabbi Ram? Every time the Torah gives you a punishment, it has to say it twice in the Torah. One time it says in one place that you shouldn't do it, and the second place is teaching you that if you do it, you get punished. Usually, it could be the same pasuk, but it's usually, that would be once usually. It says it twice. It could be one pasuk or a different place. So there's always the warning in the Torah and then the punishment. It's like us also. We have to give you a warning, you get punished. The Torah always warns you one time, and then the next time, if you do it, you get punished. That's how. Good. So what are we saying here? In the warning, the Torah already included a full sister. So you could assume in the punishment also, but it's like this. Rashi is like this. In the warning, we compared a full sister to a half sister. Good? So since in the warning, we compared a full sister to a half sister, you could assume the punishment also, you can, just like a half sister you get cursed, a full sister also you get cursed. So actually, it's a big jump he's making. That's what he also allowed to do that.
Rashi
can bring that. Rashi, we'll see Rashi in a minute. Rashi brings down, it's a big Rashi, brings down the whole thing. Right? So what's he saying? Since in the warning, the Torah warned you on a half a sister and on a full sister, so even though the punishment, we only spoke at half a sister, you could assume that they're equal. Once I see the Torah combine them and put them in one category in the warning, a full sister with a half sister, you could assume the punishment also, they're in the same category. Even though we didn't speak out a full sister, you could already assume they're in the same, they're the same in the same category. Why look at me like I'm crazy? I am, but why? Again, since in the warning, the Torah included a full sister, so you don't be with a full sister. Good? In the warning. Therefore, in the punishment also, even though the Torah didn't punish you on a full sister, you could assume it's in the same category. We'll see Rashi. Rashi says,
but didn't Rabbi Yitzchak already use this pasuk? He used the pasuk to learn out of 3 and 1. So how can you use the same pasuk again? I understand. Is this the same pasuk that he used previously to prove that three punishments in one woman, three laws in one woman, isn't the same pasuk? So how can he use that pasuk there, which is convenient, and now can he only use this one, the warning of that same pasuk, to teach you?
It's a new pasuk. It's another pasuk. It's another achayis. It's another. It's achayis kahi. It's a new pasuk. It's achayis kahi. See, a lot of words you didn't know about. It's a new one. It's a new chachas. It's a new one. See, don't worry. Everything's well worked there. Let's see Rashi. Good. There's another achaschah. Achaschah is another pasuk. Let's see Rashi. It's good. We have Rashi to tell us all the pasuk. It'd be pretty confusing. Rashi doesn't tell us what's going on. What does Rashi say? Let's see Rashi. Gamar Anish Ma'asara. It's all on the chart. It's all so. So what does Rashi say? Gamar Anish Ma'asara. Indian Azhara, because in the topic when we were warning you, we're warning a person not to be with their sister, it's written, Achayis Chahi Yisera, an extra pasuk that says in it, Achayis Chahi. Now this pasuk is where? It's also Perek Ches.
I think the same pasuk. One second.
Let's see, it's a new pasuk, which we didn't talk about yet. I think it's a new pasuk. I don't think it's not our pasuk we brought. It's not the pasuk on the start of the page. It's a new pasuk. The Rashi brings in the pasuk. We'll see Rashi.
It's the original pasuk,
isn't it? It's not an original either.
It's
a chayis chahi. It's a new one. It's another pasuk.
Right, it's three.
It's the third one. Yeah, there's going to be more. Don't worry about it. Rashi's going to bring another one. It's going to bring a fourth one.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, there's going to be a fourth one soon. Don't you? And now there's a third one.
Well,
it's not the same pasuk. Everybody, it's not. Good. Oh, let's see again. The Indian Azhara Ksiv, Achayis Chahi, she is your sister. You say her extra time. Lahazir to warn. Why is there extra time? She is your sister. Lahazir to warn you, Ala Chaisa, on your sister, Basavir Ubas Imai, when she's your sister, the daughter of your father, and the daughter of your mother. Shenamak, it says. Rashi brings a new pasuk. Ervas, she's the erva of the bas eshes avicha, the daughter of the wife of your father, right? Which is just with the wife of your father, it's not your mother. She's the daughter of your, the wife of your father, meaning it's your sister from your father. My leves avicha, who she was born from your father. Achotzle, she is your sister. So the Torah has to say, she's the daughter of your father, she is your sister. So achotzle, including a new case, also achotzle, another sister, is which is a full sister. So we're telling you either a half sister from your father, or achotzle, a full sister, in the warning. Don't be with the sister from your father, or achotzle, which you're referring to a full sister. Good? And that's the Gemara in Yavamas, Chafbez and Beis, learns from the extra achotzle. Good? So that's first of all. Step one is, in the warning, we did warn you for a full sister. So now we want to jump into the punishment. He's going to make a jump. He said like this. Uma azhar, just like, what is it by the warning? Loi chalak, we didn't differentiate, we didn't split. Ben achaisai, bas aviv, loi basi. Basically, Rashi said we didn't split between a half-sister and a full-sister. Just like in the warning, we don't differentiate between a whole half-sister and a whole-sister, correct? We warned you on both, right? Yechana? We warned you on both. Just like in the warning, we didn't differentiate between half sister and a whole sister. We told you not to be with either of them. So during the punishment, even though we spoke at a half sister, we're not differentiating. Good? The same way, Rashi, you got this, Rashi?
No.
The same way, in the warning, the Torah warns you on a half sister, a whole sister with a half sister, right? So during the punishment, we're giving you a punishment on both, on a whole sister and a half sister. The same way we're warning you on both of them, we're also, when we refer to the punishment, even though the punishment only speaks out of half-sisters, obviously, they're the same category. That's the jump. Again, the same way in the warning. We warned you on both.
So this new pasuk warns you on half.
On the warning, good.
The warning warns you on half. Good. The previous pasuk didn't warn
correct.
You on
correct. But since in the warning, we warned you on both, even though in the punishment, we neglected to include a full sister, but it's obvious. The same way you were warned on both, it's the one category. So too, your punishment is going to be on both scenarios. It's a jump. He's making a jump. That's what Rashi said. Let's see Rashi inside. Rashi says, Uma azhara. Six lines at the bottom in Rashi. The first word on the line. Uma azhara. What is it like by the warning? And the way we warned you not to be with your sister, and this possibly we just brought down. Like we did not differentiate. Look, we didn't differentiate, make a difference, and separate between a sister who's just the daughter of your father, who is not the daughter of your mother, the daughter of your mother, not the daughter of your father. We didn't differentiate between a half sister, and to a sister who's a full sister of your father and your mother. So, also by the punishment, we're going to punish you on a sister of the father and the mother. Just like a sister, the same way, this is very clear. The same way in the warning, we didn't differentiate between a half sister and a whole sister. Also in the punishment, we don't mean to differentiate between a half and a whole sister, which even though we only spoke out half a sister in the punishment. Since in the warning, we spoke out both and we put them both in one category, also a whole sister. So the punishment also, right, even though we didn't speak out a whole sister, she's included, it's one package deal, it's a sister, it's all a sister, it's all the same thing. So that's how, no, a whole sister gets punished. That thing, you're making a jump.
He is, I mean, the Rabbana don't like this jump. The Rabbana need a special process to learn that out. The jump to a full sister. If he's a coach, you can do a jump.
This is the, Sukim, Shemakhi Shimzeh.
Why? Not Makhi Shimzeh.
You can't, without Makhi, but you can't learn from it.
Why?
First two, you can't learn about the, I couldn't make a
drush, except because I use it for other things. They're not a contradiction. They're used up already. They're not machreshes. Machreshes is that they're contradicting each other. They're not contradicting. I just need a source. I already used this. I'm just looking for a new custom. No.
Yeah, three psukim you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. That's something else. That's if you have psukim contradicting each other. And then I got a third pasuk teaching me something else. A third pasuk clarifying. You had no pasuk contradicted anything we said. Tell me. It's just. Each one is teaching me to the whole chart, all different halachas.
Without the third pasuk, you couldn't learn that, right?
Right, yeah, I could have learned, but they're not denying that they're going against. Here, nothing's going, everything's beautiful. The question is how to learn what, but nothing's contradicting. We don't have anything contradicting each other.
So, okay, so we're saying, what's revealed in the letter from Rafael Sahih? You learn out a full sister.
You learn out a full sister.
a warning of a full and half sister, which gives a punishment for half sister.
Oh, so really, a chesed is really by the warning. It's not a chesed by the warning. And then he's going to jump it, he's going to make a jump to the punishment. Right, so just like by the warning, it's a half full sister like a whole sister, a full sister like half. So too by the punishment, he told you can make such a beautiful jump. Fine, Baruch Hashem. Well, okay, we're still not finished. We still have another 1 or 2 days, Baruch Hashem. Keep on going down until we finish out the Baruch Hashem. It's going to end soon, the end of Yudah Adar Beis.
Will we have a review sheet?
Yeah, Mr. Is there a review sheet for now?
Tomorrow. The sheets will be here tomorrow. It's a review day is on Wednesday.
Perfect, thank you.
Has anyone seen that Omni magazine that was circulating around this room?
It's right here. Okay. Here, I think it's over here, though.
Yeah.
Find it. On the table. No?